our new intern, intern Abby, is graduating from high school, and just a little, just bragging on her a little bit, valedictorian of her class.
Oh, right. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very impressive.
So impressive.
What is your GPA?
Weighted?
Yes.
It's 4.6, 4.7 right now.
4.6,
I don't even know what weighted and unweighted means. I'm like, what?
And if you don't know what it is, it means you didn't have you didn't have honors or AP classes. Yeah.
I work in radio. Is that surprising?
That's a dead giveaway. No. And you wanted to intern for us?
Yeah.
I know. It's a very short one. She's here for so we don't corrupt her.
She got into Carolina. Carolina's extremely difficult to get into.
Yes. And so you, intern Abby, have been sharing with us all the things that you've been doing, getting ready for graduation and preparing your valedictorian speech, and then also saying that you have tons of graduation parties to go to. How many you've already been to 7 or 8 of them?
Yeah, like roughly 7 or 8. And then I'm still having to go to, I mean, it's in the teens at this point. There are so many. Oh. And it's not just because of like, because it's also I have friends from like several other schools as well.
Sure, yeah.
And the graduation, like it's all like within the same couple weeks, but like the graduations are all on different days at most of the schools. So it's like you'll have a graduation. There was a graduation in the very beginning of May. There are graduations in the middle of June. Like, so it's kind of spread out over a long period of time. So like there, it's literally a season. We got like the grad season. It's insane.
When you say one of the things that first of all, everybody having a graduation party feels very brand new because we had, I think, one graduation party, and it was a big huge blowout, and it was at some kid's house,
right,
and the parents were like the wild crazy ones, and they were like, sure, we'll have it here, and then it was till all hours of the night, and then it was just over. That was it. The whole school came, or that was
or somebody, their groups of friends, like we're having a grad party, and then like 20
together.
People go there, like the group, the close group of friends went to one place.
See, that was different. That was different for me. Everybody had their own individual party, but you didn't invite your friends because they were all having their own party at the same time.
Really?
So like you had a party for your family to come celebrate you.
Oh, no,
that makes sense. Though.
Well, yeah,
but, you didn't. We didn't invite the friends.
No. This is like inviting friends, family, people, friends of friends. Like you're just trying to get as many people as you can to come because what people are, I mean, I know it's not their intention, but the gifts, it's the gifts.
Yeah, it is.
And it has gotten so bad. So you are all familiar with Evite. It's pretty much where you get sent the invitation to come to one of these grad parties. And pretty much how it works is you'll click on it. It'll have the little thing being like, this is where it's happening. This is who we're celebrating. Da 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 da. Show up. And then at the bottom, they're in small letters at the bottom. It'll say wish list, right? And that's, you'll see that and think, oh, that's nice. Like, you know, I'll think about it. It's not something like you're expected to do. Of course, when you're going to like a birthday party or something like that, it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, getting a gift would make sense. But it's also sometimes these wish lists are a bit ridiculous.
What are some things on it?
Yeah, what are they?
A couple weeks ago, there's this one girl who had a wish list of, I think the cheapest thing was like $50.
No.
And I was like, here's the thing. For my close friends, right? I wouldn't mind spending that much money because it's like, oh my God, I love these girls. Like they're really, there are several grad parties I've been to that it's like, I'm kind of a friend or like I know them just because we go to the same school or I know them because of somebody else. And it's like, I'm going to be honest, I don't want to spend that much money on you. I don't know if I need to spend a gift on you at all. I don't know who you are.
Graduating from high school.
Right.
You are going away to college. You also are a graduate. I cannot imagine going to all these parties and bringing a gift.
I had no money. I worked too.
Yes,
I had no money.
As a high school student.
No.
And it racks up. I mean, after a long time, one of the first grad parties I went to this season, I got her. I didn't know the girl very well. It was a friend of a friend. I show up and I'm parked outside with the rest of my friends and I just got her like a little $15, $20 Starbucks gift card. I thought that was sweet.
That's
I don't know
fine.
This girl.
That's very nice.
I think I thought, and I wrote her a little card. I
you
was
don't
like,
know
congratulations.
Her that well?
I don't know her
wow,
very well.
Wow, that's real nice.
That's very
and
nice.
And I show up and we're all getting out of the car and my friends are all getting out of their car because we're all like parked next to each other. And I see them walking in with these big boxes and like big gifts. And I was like, you guys don't know this girl either. What are we doing? And they were like, oh, it was on the wish list. And I was like, right.
So
I was like, okay, and like, I don't understand. And she was like, did you not get something on the wish list? I was like, no, I got her Starbucks gift card. And she was like, that wasn't on the wish list. I said, I know. I didn't think we needed to do that.
I have a question. We're talking to her intern, Abby. She's graduating from high school. She's here for a short period of time going to Carolina. She's been an excellent intern, you know, very thoughtful and hardworking and everything. I wonder if this is the difference between private school and public school kids.
Mm. It could be.
We were give us gifts.
It could be.
And then showing up with big gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Our public school kids are like, Hey.
I don't know.
I'll give you a high five. I'll give you a fist bump.
What I will say is it does turn into that as you get older. It turns
older,
into
yes.
that when your friends are getting married and
yes.
then all of a sudden that you're going to wedding showers
That's
and you're going to bachelorettes.
Though.
I said, so this is an excellent prep for that, but this
yeah.
is starting way young in high school when you don't, you're in high school.
Because, yeah, because the parents would give,
yes.
you would give the invites
right.
and you get $25, $50
mm-hmm.
bucks, maybe, you know, a relative that was like, you might send you $100. You're like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
you know, back in the day. But I never heard a high school student expected to give other high school students
gifts or
money.
Yeah, when Landon graduated high school about a year or so ago, he went to various and his own
mm-hmm.
different parties for graduation parties and whatnot. It was all the time. You know, this is the guys one, so
mm-hmm.
it's mostly guys that a few girls too. They didn't bring gifts.
Yeah.
The kids didn't. The parents gave
yeah.
their own, but we didn't have a family one. He wanted it to be his friends, so
mm-hmm.
they didn't really buy gifts. It's like, at that point, it's just like, what's the point? It's like, right now, I feel like my dad, he buys me a birthday gift. Usually, it's like a Lowe's gift card. Then it's his birthday. I buy him a Lowe's gift card.
It is,
and
just
it goes just back and forth.
And forth.
So I'm like, what's the point of this? So like, I'm just
going
to hold on to this Lowe's gift card and resend
yep.
it back for your birthday.
That's like
yep.
if our ratings are number one.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we're all going to celebrate. Everyone brings somebody $20 gift.
Yes. Why?
And it's like, this is not.
Yeah, we're all celebrating.
We're all doing
it's
the same thing.
Goes.
It's all going back and forth.